Laura, introduce our guests this morning.
Well, this morning we have Margaret Ann Brown. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Before we get started, let's go ahead and get started by giving us a little bit of background information on you, a little biographical info.
Yes, ma'am. I am Margaret Ann Brown. I am a Lubbock native. In fact, I am a Precinct 4 native. I am married to Alan Brown, who is the owner of Absolute Protection. And I am the mother of Ryan Bailey Brown, my 5-month-old. I attended Trinity Christian School through junior high. I graduated from Friendship High School. I continued my education at South Plains College, then received a Bachelor of Science degree from Wayland Baptist University in Occupational Education. And my areas of experience include human resource, data entry, corporate sales, and business management. And for 10 years, I'm proud to say that I have been an active member of the Lubbock Lions Club. Mm-hmm. We are the largest Lions Club in North America.
Really?
Wow, I didn't realize that.
Yes.
That the Lubbock Lions Club is the largest.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's impressive.
Well, you know, I know they sling a lot of pancakes.
They sure do. Which is coming up February 22nd.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait.
Oh, yeah. I forgot all about that.
That's always a lot of fun.
All right. let me go ahead and, because this entire Precinct 4 race was precursed by, you know, just the way everything happened. So we'll just ask the question and pose the question and just let you respond and then we can go on.
Sure.
Okay. All right, so here's how it goes down. You know, you file, and you're in there, and you file for Justice of the Precinct 4. Now, your mother is Jean Ann Stratton, who was or is Justice of the Peace Precinct 4. Mm-hmm. Then Jean Ann goes in to withdraw from the race, and then apparently there were some I's dotted, T's crossed, or this, you know, some form was not notarized or something. All right. Now, I know a lot of people are going to sit there and say, okay, this, you know, is, you know, kind of something that, you know, is questionable or whatever. But, in all fairness, the whole thing is you're your own person and,
that's all right.
You know, you're running just like anybody else is. So is there still a big flap over this thing or, how is this going down? Because I know that people want to hear from, and a lot of people have heard from, people making speculation about the way that it went down, but I haven't really heard any response from the people like you or your mom that's involved, so here's your opportunity.
That's okay. The both of us, we have been talking about this for a very long time, years.
About your running?
Yes. It just happened to come sooner than later. Over Thanksgiving, we, you know, sat down and talked about this, and she decided that she wanted to retire. And that was, you know, my decision to put my name on the ballot and file for office.
Okay. Now, do you have anybody that's still giving you a hassle about this or anything, or is it you know, kind of just went by the wayside and subsided?
Nothing has been said, you know, since, you know, the media came to us. Nothing else has come about.
Right. So I'm kind of blown over, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. How do you see yourself, like, working into this position? What makes you think, like, and I ask this, I'm not challenging you. I'm just saying, what makes you think you're qualified for the job?
Well, I have been working and supporting the Republican Party to keep Lubbock and Texas Republican. I have been a delegate to Republican Party of Texas Convention, a delegate to Lubbock County Republican Party Convention, chairman of Precinct Caucus, a delegate to the Texas Federation of Women State Convention, and vice president of the local Lubbock area Republican Women.
Okay. Hey, Laura, we were talking about qualifications earlier and, you know, how things, you know, would mesh into fulfilling the job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to ask you, this may sound kind of like a weird question, Because I think about it, if I was asking this question to my son, it was just like, wow, that just kind of odd. But anyway, are there any things that you would, improvements that you feel like you could make to the service of the position of Precinct 4 Justice of the Peace?
Well, I think the office has just run just fine. You know, I think my mother has done a very good job, and the girls that work in the office, they have been excellent employees, and I have the best person to go to if I had questions. But there also is Judge Hernandez and Hansen and Judge Doolin that I will be able to speak with them. And if I had any questions, you know, I could go to them for advice and help.
You sound like a very busy, busy woman. So what drove you to want to do this?
I have been a public servant for many years. Both my parents taught me at a very early age that, you know, put back into the community. Both my parents have been public servants, and I want to do the same.
Hey, Margaret Ann Brown, you're a candidate for Justice of the Peace Precinct 4, and as stated, a Precinct 4 native. Hey, thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate you coming
in. Thank you for coming.
We'll probably be talking to you again before it's all over.